Hi, this is Ron Carr, and welcome to the podcast series Impact, the Art and Science of Significance. Everyone wants to increase their impact. We want to increase our impact in sales, revenues, productivity, influence, success, you name it. The question is, how do you do it? Well, we have come up with a formula, and the formula is this: mindset plus insight plus motivation times velocity equals impact. Let's take a look at each one of these four areas independently. Mindset. All too often, a thing that stops us from creating impact is our fears. Our fears about whether or not someone's going to accept what we're asking them to do, whether someone's going to buy what we're telling them to do, whether our argument is strong enough. So in terms of mindset, we have to change our mindset and move it from the fear of hoping that someone doesn't do something to the outcome that we want to achieve. We have to believe in the outcome. We have to go into that interview. We have to go into that meeting. We have to go into that conversation, visualizing the end result that we want with the confidence that we'll get there. If we just operate from that kind of mindset, that sets the foundation for the rest of the formula that will help you to enhance your impact. Second, insight. When it comes to impacting others, it's not just about what you want. It's about what others want. It's about understanding what their goals are. It's about understanding what their priorities are, what their restrictions are. Many times you can get this information by asking questions in a conversation. But other times you can get this information by reading trade journals, for instance, for companies you're trying to impact in your marketplace. An example could be that we were working with a major multinational chemical company trying to reshape the way their industry bought their commodity product. And as we were close to going from a bid to a negotiated agreement, I read in the Wall Street Journal how a certain vendor already partnered with their client and created a sole source agreement. That was insight. We now had evidence that they have done this in the past, and now all we had to find out is what's necessary for them to do it again with my client. Do you have the insight of what makes your clients tick? Third, motivation. People do things for their own reasons, not for your reasons. That's a key distinction, because all too often, when we're having conversations and trying to impact others, it's all about us, what we want and why we want it, versus finding out what's going to make them move to a decision. Motivation comprises of two things, either to avoid pain or gain pleasure. There are things that are keeping people up at night or things that people desperately want in their lives. Find out what people are looking to eliminate or gain in their lives, and when you present what you have to offer, present it in the context of that information, and you will see that you'll be speaking to their motivation, which in turn will move them to action. Fourth, velocity. Velocity is key. If we're having trouble impacting people, then the bottom line is you're not having a tremendous amount of impact in the world. If you look at your total impact in your marketplace, your total impact in the world, either as an individual or as an organization, it is a sum total of all the smaller impacts you've had along the way. So to have a real impact in your marketplace or as an individual in the world, you need to win many impacts. And how do you do that? Well, you do it by looking at the mindset plus the insight plus the motivation times velocity. We have to think about speed here. Speed is important. Think about this. A manufacturer, the way that they can improve their profits is by increasing the throughput of their machines. The more units that go through the machine, they can allocate the cost through those units and the price goes down and the profit goes up. We have to think of ourselves as a machine. How much influence can we generate through ourselves and through our conversations that moves people to action faster? When we move them to action faster, we're winning those little impacts, which in turn will accumulate to a major impact in the markets or the people that we're trying to influence. So velocity is key. To increase your overall impact, it comes down to this: mindset plus insight plus motivation times velocity. Just think about those four things, and I guarantee your impact will be increasing exponentially in the world in which you're living. You've been listening to Impact, the Art and Science of Significance with Ron Carr. And yes, that's spelled K-A-R-R. For more insightful ideas and information, please go to our website, roncarr.com. And please do let us know about any issues you'd like us to address in future podcasts when it comes to increasing your impact and significance. So go out there and make today a great day.